This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Good morning and welcome to K4HD Radio. This is the Your Living Brand Live show. My name is Ben Baker. This show is all about how you communicate value, how you build influence through trust, and recognizing who your audience is and who they are not. Over the next 50 minutes, we will explore different ways to help you demonstrate your uniqueness and ask our guest, what's your story? Welcome to the show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the January 2nd, 2019 Your Living Brand Live show. My name is Ben Baker. Welcome to another phenomenal year. I am so excited to be joining the K4HD family and iHeartRadio network through syndication. My show has been around since June of 2017. I'd love to spend a few minutes talking to you about it before we bring on our first guest. Now, this show is all about you. It's all about how do you communicate value. Every week, I bring on another guest and I find out from them, what's their story? What's their value? What do they do? Who do they do it for? Why do they do it? And why are they special? You know, it's why do people care? What is the things that you do that makes you special in the minds of your target audience? You know, because you can't please everybody. You can't have everybody as an audience. Not everybody is going to like you. Not everybody's going to buy from you. Not everybody's going to be a champion of your brand. Even Coca-Cola doesn't have 100% market share. It's about finding out who are the people that you can influence. Who are the people that trust you? Who are the people that like you? Who are the people that see what you do as valuable? And being able to communicate them in a way that they're going to listen to, they're going to understand, and they're going to want to engage with. And that's the premise of this show. Now, let me tell you a little bit about me. You know, my name is Ben Baker, and I've been in marketing and branding for 22 years. I have seen pretty much anything and everything when it comes to the marketing arena, from the digital onslaught to direct mail to trade shows and conferences, promotional marketing, and everything in between. And what I believe is there is no one way to market. It's about understanding that everything that I've talked about are strictly mediums. They're ways of getting your message across. They're ways of getting people to sit there and look, perk up their ears and understand, hey, wait a second, maybe I should be paying attention to this. What you need to do, first and foremost, is understand who am I talking to and where are they? You know, some people read magazines. Some people only are on LinkedIn. Some people love getting a piece of mail in the mail. And some people love going to conferences. All these people may be your customers, and none of them may be. But it's about spending your money in ways that make sense. It's about spending your money in ways that are going to deliver your message in the right way to these people so that they're going to want to sit there and listen. That they're going to sit there and say, hey, wait a second here. This person has something of value to me. This person can solve a problem that I already have. And let's take the time to figure out why we should deal with them. It's about stop being a commodity and start being a brand worth loving. And you'll hear me say that over and over and over again, you know, throughout this show. It's about stop being a commodity and start being a brand worth loving because you know what? We all are special. We're all unique. We all have something to contribute that makes us different from our competitors. And it doesn't matter what you do. It's a matter of figuring out what that is and finding out who are the people that you can help and helping them. So that's what I really want to talk to you about. You know, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, what do? We consult. We do workshops and we do keynotes. And I actually have a mastermind coming up, but I'll talk to you about that after we talk to our first guest. So let's get into the meat of the show. Let's find out, you know, how can we help you? Every week, what we're going to do is we're going to talk to a different guest. And, you know, I'm going to spend about 5 or 10 minutes every week coming up with an idea and thinking it through and talking about it. And then we'll bring the guest on. And that guest will talk about what their business is, you know, why they are special to their audience, what makes them different. And that's how we're all going to learn. We're all going to learn. And, you know, what I'd love for you to do is from week to week, go to yourlivingbrand.live, go to the new website and type in a question. Let me know the type of things that you want to hear about, the type of things that you want to know about. And I'll do my best every single week to answer, you know, if not all your questions, at least some of your questions, or at least the ones that I see that are coming up over and over and over again. Because you know what? We all learn together. And by me understanding the type of things that you guys are thinking about and the type of questions you have and the type of concerns you have and what you need in order to make your businesses better, I'm here for you. And I want to know. I really want to know, and I want to answer those questions. And if I don't know, you know what? I'll research it. I'll find out, and I'll bring guests on board that are experts in that field. You know, when it comes to communication, branding, strategy, I want to be able to help you be better. I want to help you in 2019 and beyond be the company that people are going to sit there and say, hey, I want to deal with them. I don't want to deal with their competitors. They may be a little bit more expensive, but you know what? I can trust them. I know that they're going to solve my problem. And that's what I want to help you do. So let's get into the meat of the show. We're going to stop. We're going to take a quick break. You know, sit back, and I'll be right back, and I'll bring my guest on.
This is Ben Baker of the YourLivingBrand.live show on K4HD Radio. We'll be right back.
The Your Living Brand show is brought to you by Your Brand Marketing. Did you know that the world views your brand not as you desire, but as it relates to them? That's why you need to communicate your brand. Tell a story. Win loyalty. Your Brand Marketing helps you reach that goal. It's time to stop being a commodity and instead be a brand worth loving. It's time to contact Your Brand Marketing. Please visit www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download a free chapter of the book on personal branding. That's www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download your free copy now.
Welcome back to K4HD Radio. This is Ben Baker, and this is the Your Living Brand.live show.
Welcome back. I just want to take a couple seconds and introduce our guest, Pat West. Pat is a CEO and founder of a company called HedgeQuote. Now, think of them as a concierge service for your insurance needs. Pat doesn't sell insurance. He helps you get to the right people that can be experts in helping you do the type of insurance that you need. He'll talk to you. He'll listen to you. He'll refer you to the right people to make sure that your corporate insurance is being handled by people that understand the needs of your industry in an area that's close to you. He's personally vetted hundreds of different companies across the United States to be able to find out what do they specialize in, what type of insurance do they do, how do they work, how do they take care of their customers. And he knows when he makes the handoff that he's putting you in the hands of the right people who can solve your individual needs and take care of you. So let's bring Pat on board. I actually pre-recorded this episode, so sit back, enjoy it, and I'll be back after the show.
Patrick, it is great having you on the show today. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Pleasure having you on. You know, I'm getting a really great appreciation of the entire insurance industry. You know, I've been having some great conversation with some great people in the insurance business. And you know what? What it's doing is it's opening up my eyes. You know, because you take a look at this industry from the outside, you think of it as old and stodgy and, you know, and impossible to move and all those things that come along with it. But you know what? There's some really neat technical things that are happening that are still keeping the end customer in mind. The focus is on the experience, but they're bringing technology to bear to be able to help people buy insurance and be able to enable insurance to work for people better. And you're right there. So tell me about HedgeQuote. Tell me about what you guys do, how you guys do it, where you came from, and where you're going.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate you having me on again. I've watched a handful of these episodes, and there's always so much value that I derive from it. So first and foremost, thanks for allowing me to come on here and discuss HedgeQuote, which at the most basic level, I tell people is kind of an ongoing conversation between me and the insurance industry and consumers about where the best places to shop for insurance are. So
right.
I have a 15-year background in insurance that actually started. A lot of people say that they fell into insurance. I didn't. I was very, very focused on the health insurance sales side of things, the distribution side of things.
Right out of university, or
actually into my junior year. So I was.
Oh, okay. So even before you graduated.
Before I graduated, I was a junior college baseball player. I played with a lot of really talented people, and towards the end of my sophomore year, I switched schools. Baseball was kind of an afterthought; wasn't an opportunity anymore. And kind of in the midst of everything, you know, physically not really being able to do the things that I was accustomed to, I took an economics class that was focused on the health insurance markets. And, you know, this is the maybe only greedy comment you'll hear from me all day, but I was like, wow, the opportunity there is thick. And mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I had a hometown friend whose father ran a health insurance brokerage. And I went to him, I said, you know, I need a job. I want to work here. I want to get involved in this.
You wanted to learn.
I said, look, I know you're going to make me call people. I know you're going to make me hustle harder than I have in ways I haven't done before. So I'm open to that and I'm ready. And basically the reply was, look, I know you are. And I want to introduce you to Northwestern Mutual. So I started out as an intern at Northwestern Mutual. Mm-hmm. I was intentional about getting into the insurance space. And then that's really, I tell that story more because I do always hear that insurance is dusty and, you know, it needs an update, but I also hear that I fell into insurance and I was pretty intentional about it. From day one, I've recognized the realities of having it, not having it. And so it's become a passion. Like I said, my career in insurance is spanning 15 years and it's gone from distribution side of life insurance, where I really focused in on really good fact finding was what I did best. And then I was able to kind of go back and say, unless it was just an obvious term product, you know, what are some good placement options here? So I was always kind of out there interacting with people, just verifying, if you will, whether or not what we were even talking about made sense, with really no ego or you know, worry about bringing somebody else in to actually do the product placement. So even early on in my career, I recognized talent where it was in the distribution side and on the fact finding side. And I felt like I just enjoyed talking to people and asking the silly questions, you know, having a laugh with somebody and then being able to pass them along to somebody that could maybe have more of a serious conversation about the needs and the products. So,
right. So you were building the trust from early on. You were able to, you know, understand what people's needs were and be able to help them build trust.
Yeah. So spent a few years on the life insurance side of things and then started a family business. We did a lot of promotions and marketing and I had an exit from that actually with my family. And I was just kind of in limbo as far as what was next. I always maintained my insurance license. I make the joke, but it's, I guess, maybe not as funny now that I have 9-year-olds. I've probably referred $5 million in premium, you know, out to different agents and had, you know, nothing, not that it mattered, but, you know, not having anything come back, I probably could have funded a lot of the businesses that I was involved in had I just maybe taken a commission.
And a lot of education for your kids too.
Yeah. Right. So I'm always having people talk to me about insurance, because they know that I'm not selling it. And I kind of looked at that and said, wow, that's sorely needed right now because I'm getting on YouTube and I'm watching literally dollar bill type of music videos from risk managers. And I said, this is a great opportunity. People are asking me where they should shop for insurance. I'm making really good referrals. I'm licensed, so I understand the industry. And, you know, that's where I started HedgeQuote. And like I said, it's a website where you can come on, you can interact directly with me. As I call myself the chief shopping officer, because, you know, that's what I do on the site. Whether you send us an email or you want a live chat on Slack with us, you know, it's something where you just have to reach out and we figure out what's going on, where the best solutions, where the best places to shop are. Mm-hmm. And I think people appreciate the fact that it's personal stories. It's experiences. It's not the typical affiliate agreement where it's
right.
A new brand that I can plug into my non-related topics. So HedgeQuote started off, very simply put, just to provide people with more direct access to whether it was a broker or a D2C platform to say, look, if you're going to ask me where the best places to shop are, I'm going to tell you, I'm probably going to build a business around it because I've got that entrepreneurial itch inside of me. So HedgeQuote is an itch that I'm trying to scratch to say, look, where are the best places for people to shop for insurance?
Right.
Fortunately for me, I feel like I'm in a pretty dynamic time, and not just on the incumbent side, but obviously with the new D2C players, InsurTech, call it what you'd like, sure. Coming into the environment. Finally, I feel like I've got some good timing.
I think so. I mean, what I see is, I mean, from a consumer's point of view, you know, I look at this from a strictly consumer's point of view, it's confusing. Insurance, you know, like law, like financial, like anything else out there, is extremely confusing. Is, you know, are you getting the right coverage? Are you being taken care of? Are you paying the right price for what you're getting? And you have absolutely no idea. You know, as a consumer, you have absolutely no idea. I mean, in British Columbia, where I am, you have one choice for the majority of your car insurance because it's government controlled. Yes, you can buy your optional insurance, you know, in three or four other places, but the majority of the insurance, you know, for your car, you know, your car insurance, you buy from one person, and you don't have a choice. But when you're in an open market, and, you know, your health insurance, your medical insurance, your car insurance, your home insurance, your renter's insurance, there's so many different places to go out there and buy this stuff. As a consumer, you're inundated by ads, you're inundated by marketing, and it's confusing. It's completely confusing. And having a source that's agnostic, you know, for lack of a better term, that can actually come in there and say, what's best for me? Is this going to make sense for me? Is this going to, you know, fulfill my needs? You know, does this person actually understand what I need rather than what's the hammer that they have to sell me today? You know, it's a lot more comforting place to be, you know, because then you can sit there and say, okay, I know that this person is not selling me the insurance. They're sending me to the right place. And that's a great place to be as a consumer, to have that, you know, to have that service at your fingertips.
Yeah. It's that aspect of, I have my work cut out for me though, right? Because I have, and you mentioned it, I have $2 trillion in annual marketing budgets telling everybody during the most watched live events and everything else that Pat's wrong, that the only thing that matters is the price part of it. And if everybody's basically doing the same thing. And so it's not fun to watch TV with me. It's not fun to watch, especially like this with me, because I go.
You a yeller? Do you yell at the screen like I do?
It's like the lemonade conversation that we were having on LinkedIn.
Absolutely.
Here's the three bullet points about why this ad isn't effective. And so I look at it and say, stop, you know, you don't have to stop being funny. That I love that part, the engagement piece of it's perfect, you know, yeah. But let's stop kidding ourselves about under, you know, because really what happens is people talk price. I say, look, trust me, it's not quite just about that. They have to decide between, you know, who's right, who's wrong. And that's where I go back to my original comment that unfortunately at the carrier level, I just don't see that cooperation or that willingness. And I don't blame them. Here's that piece of it. Warren Buffett is one of the most intelligent investors in history and yeah. Somebody I even look up to. But he is taking our industry that direction. And that's the message that he is leading the charge with at Geico. So right. You have $2 trillion and Warren Buffett that I'm trying to counteract. Yikes.
Well, I mean, you look at it, and you brought up Geico, so I'll bring up Geico. It says, you know, give us 15 minutes, we'll save you 15%. Well, what do I lose? You know, if I'm paying 15% less, I've got to be getting less coverage somewhere. And that's my mentality. My mentality is I can't get 100% of the coverage for 85% of the cost. You know, I look at it and say, that's impossible. But most people don't. Most people sit there and say, oh, I can save 15%. I can spend less money. I can have more money that goes into groceries or eggs or milk or whatever, you know, and I can spend less on insurance. But they're not taking a look at sitting there going, what am I not being covered for?
You know, I like that you use those examples, though, because as much as I totally agree with you, the tone in the insurance industry is very rarely, hey, it's eggs, it's milk, it's, you know, maybe a baseball glove, those types of things. The tone in the industry is go get more tattoos and iPhones and play Xbox.
Yeah.
And I know that people might say that's a generalization, but I've got 500 plus examples on Quora alone where I can say this is a tone issue that completely ignores somebody that genuinely needs help. And so the ownership of all of it, I feel like I'm able as a middle child maybe in my family to take ownership of those issues and to try to counteract them again, because that's where InsurTech is making such a huge dent in the incumbent side, and why they're really forcing change is the tone.
Right.
Efficiency is great. Trust is up in the air. Mm-hmm. But the tone that I come across on the internet is, if you're shopping for, not even shopping, I'll take that back. If you're on the internet asking strangers for insurance help, you must be silly. You must be insert other.
Yeah, whatever. Pick your adjective. Exactly.
Exactly. And that's not what I'm about at this point. If somebody, I grew up in a family of teachers. There's no such thing as silly questions. Mm-hmm. I live that on this side of things, and it's a sad commentary, but you know, it as a business person, as somebody that's trying to build a brand here, like I'm comfortable with it. I'm just one of those few people that's out there saying, you're right, it's boring. I don't blame you, but here's the key things to engage on so that it's right. Done and you feel comfortable. Comfortable is always a word that doesn't, or I should say is rarely a word that you would use with insurance, but there's opportunities to do that out there. And I hope I'm starting to at least uncover some of those and share. I mean,
for me, it's about trust. If I don't trust you, I'm not going to buy from you. I don't care what you're selling. If I don't trust you, if I don't trust that you have my interest at stake, then I'm not going to buy from you. And it doesn't matter what it is. So let's go into the specifics of HedgeQuote. How do you acquire customers? Like, what's the story that you're telling to acquire customers? And once you get them into the system, how does it work? Do they pay a membership fee? Do they pay a consulting fee? How do you monetize this in order to make it, you know, so it is agnostic? So people, when they go in there and they go through the system, they realize, okay, I'm paying for advice. I'm not paying for insurance. I'm paying for advice that's going to drive me to the right location.
Yeah. So I try to lean really on some of the more traditional experiences I've had, starting out, like I mentioned, with the Al Granum book in my shoebox. The first piece of it that I look at it is, how do we get a hold of people? A lot of it starts with me. I scour every forum you can think of for things like hashtag insurance sucks and everything beyond that.
You got to own that. Hashtag insurance sucks. You got to own that one.
Yeah. I don't have I still don't have a good comeback, but like just, hey, what can we talk about here? I'm kind of interested in what's going on, and yeah. I'm sincere because I am interested in what's going on. So it all starts from me, plain and simple. As the chief shopping officer, I'm out there, you know, looking for individuals that are either outwardly expressing a need for just some direction. Mm-hmm. I tend to not dive into the claim side of things. I just try to say, look, tell me a little bit about you, or here, based on a couple things, these are the solutions that you're looking at. So I'm out there scouring the internet, interacting with friends, family. I went to a wedding this weekend. I got asked 7 different times about insurance. I think all 7 probably thought I was an agent, but that natural fit is always been a reality for me, people asking me about that. So I have that individual piece. And then essentially I've said that insurance agencies have always done well when they hired someone that wasn't licensed, that just came in and just picked up the phone and said, the agent would like to meet with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Insert kind of script, right? So what I've said is that, you know, what's interesting is now instead of having to bring somebody in, pay them hourly, provide them a desk, a phone, and all those things, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of these different platforms have really, they've taken that phone and that data and they've aggregated it into one area. And oh, guess what? You know, a guy like me at home, you know, my friends, my neighbors at home that work from home, they can, you know, they can get right on there and start interacting with insurance clients. Yeah. You know, the big focus that I've had is to work that backwards and say, guess what? There's a really good opportunity in just letting people know where you shop for insurance. So where we get people from is twofold. Like I said, me and the outward, you know, it's just willingness to say, hey, what do you got going on?
Yeah.
Being there and being available and not saying, call this cell phone number and I'll hook you up with a boat insurance, or, you know, just these total random replies. And then coaching people, you know, very slowly coaching people to make that referral, to not give insurance advice. That's actually one of the things I think right now that's, it's a little bit of a ticking time bomb for the affiliate side of the industry. A handful of companies are really using some pretty aggressive tactics that, you know, it's, I had a good experience here and I'm telling my story. Oh, you need renter's insurance? Have you heard of such and such? I want to be a licensed advocate for that type of transition versus
absolutely.
Saying, and I think
that's a different level.
Yeah. So that intermediary space is really where I operate, whether it's like I said, just a handful of people that operate more or less like you would expect back in the day, somebody just kind of dialing for dollars. They're just out there telling their story about where they shopped and saying, if you know, your story is probably not going to be exactly like mine, so why don't you ask Pat, you know, 3-4 questions and he'll introduce you to somebody, because at the end of the day, a lot of the 90% of the answers on the internet right now to insurance questions are go find a broker,
right?
Which very likely could be the right advice. But now where do I find the right broker?
How do I shop through 100,000 brokers across the United States and Canada to find the right one that's going to, you know, be able to understand my needs?
And I firmly believe that a handful of platforms have done well aggregating that information.
Right.
But the micro management of it just isn't there. And so I'm taking that step back and saying, I'm not going to be an Angie's List where there's millions and millions of contractors.
Yeah.
This is more of a closed network, not exclusive in the sense that people aren't welcome, exclusive in the sense that we're not just trying to have this huge volume game that we're playing.
Gotcha.
We're going to play that quality game because that's the opportunity. And I mentioned it at the beginning. You know, I'm just not trying to be really good at SEO here. I'm trying to really be a resource. Like when my father moved to a brand new community, he needed to know where somebody to work on his boat. He needed help with finding a house. He needed help with daycare. And fortunately there was a girl or there was a guy. Oh, that's the girl that you need to talk to. That's the guy you need to talk to for that. I sincerely mean this. I want to be the internet version of those people. When somebody says, I'm looking for insert insurance help, who's the best option? I want to be able to say at a zip code level, if I need to, this is who you need to talk to. So I've got my work cut out for me, but I think that gives you a glimpse at.
So do you actually go out there and interview all the agents that you recommend?
Yeah.
Like, and you actually physically go out there and talk to the agents that you recommend and say, look, this is why I recommend this guy, because he believes in the certain things that I believe in, blah, 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 and be able to have those personal referrals instead of, as you said, an Angie's List where you pay, you know, I can come up on your system, pay my $15 a month. I get the affiliate fee. Okay. If somebody needs a V7E area, you know, postal code, you know, I get, you know, my name comes up. So it's more of a, wait a second here. Not everybody who applies to be, you know, to be part of a hedge quote gets to be part of hedge quote.
Oh, and you know, application wise, it's so little outward marketing to the agency side of things that I think people, a lot of agents almost are standoffish initially when I come into the conversations with them, because the question is like, oh great, here comes another aggregator. And
right.
I've had people say, hey, drop the quote off of it. You know, no way, because the shopper knows what's up. When I put quote on the back of that, it might mean aggregator to the insurance, you know, professionals, but the client, the shopper, they know what's up, and that's what's more important.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so you work that backwards and you say, you know, like you mentioned, I talk to everybody. I'm taking it a step further. I'm in the right now in the process of creating a new podcast, and it's sharing those 8 to 10 minute conversations that I have with agents.
Perfect.
That aren't my first conversation with them. They're not my first interaction with them. It's months and months and months of Twitter conversations, of going on websites, evaluating brands, mm-hmm. watching reactions to, you know, just the different ways that they,
you know, interact.
If I come into a conversation a tad bit naive on certain things, how am I going to get treated, back to the tone aspect that we talked about? So it's a lot longer process. It's not something that is going to get people excited about an IPO next week by any means. It's a very slow process, because again, it's not as easy as go just find an agent. That is very difficult to do.
Right.
And you begin to uncover that it's not just generalists and then commercial agents that specialize in one thing. It's the add-on pieces that maybe it's a flood specialist that is becoming so critical now.
Yeah.
Agents don't have experience with that. So you start to see that willingness, or, you know, collaboration. I always make the joke, collaboration for insurtechs. For a lot of insurtechs was just when they realized Facebook ads weren't going to actually work anymore. They're like, oh, well, now we're agent centric and we want to work with this huge distribution channel that we
right.
totally talk smack about for an entire year. But yeah, so, I mean, we talk about the micro approach, and I know right. I keep coming back
it's to that. It's concierge.
The concierge.
It really is. It's concierge. I mean, it's.
And what you're seeing, though, with that concierge approach, and it's not wrong. I have no problem with digital brokers. I think they're right on track with what they do.
Yeah.
But a digital broker is there to sell you insurance. A digital shopper, like what I do, is there to create a handful of options and to just save you that opportunity cost.
Right.
So, you know, again, it's something where I see the value in really understanding communities, and I've talked to so many agents that are like, you live where? Oh, and they like know something about that location in the town. I want to add as much efficiency. I want to take as much friction out of this equation as I can. But boy, on the back end of it, I would sure hate to see people lose, especially when you're starting to bundle home and auto and umbrella and all these other things. We can shave a ton of time. We can shave a lot of hassle off of it. And my goal has always been, and I've always said this, that I do what I do so that a shopper spends more time focused on the details of their policy versus the redundancy that comes with just manually talking to people, calling agent to agent, and then just hoping that you've got a feel for them. So, I've really taken a slow approach to it, but it's meant to, I guess, recognize the value of the independent insurance side of things.
Right.
But also not kid anybody that you can't spend, you know, 3 days, 5 days, every 6 months going through this stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's a central repository of somebody who's actually gone out and vetted people, who actually has gone out there, somebody who is a broker, somebody who's got a license, somebody that understands the industry and is not just looking at it from a dollars and cents point of view. They're looking at it from a holistic point of view of what's going to make sense for that particular customer. So, I mean, it really is that concierge, you know, one-to-one type philosophy to be able to sit there and say, what's best for you, Mr. Customer, not best what's good for this type of person in an aggregate. And that's, you know, it's a completely different style of business. So let me ask you one last question, you know, because we've had a great conversation. when you finish meeting with somebody and you hang up the phone, or you finish your Slack conversation, or you even when you're meeting with a broker, it says, what is the one thing you want people to think about you and hedge quote when you're not in the room?
Yeah. That it's done. Whether you're an agent or whether you're a shopper, when we come back to you, whatever we've promised or whatever we've told you we were going to come back with, it's going to be done. And it's all about opportunity cost for me. One thing we didn't talk about was how I monetize this.
Right.
I get fees from agents. I get fees from platforms, but I only get them when it works. So I work on a tip basis, if that makes sense. So
explain that.
Yeah. It's something that I kind of just said, okay, if I'm going to do all this other stuff, this is the piece that I'm already licensed, right? So I don't have a flat fee. You know, again, if you're in our network, it's because I'm going to refer my friends and family to you.
Right.
And I'm going to be serious about that. Mm-hmm. So I'm wanting to be a resource that helps those people, whether it's the shoppers, the clients, or the agents. I want that to be what they think of me every time that Pat figured this out, whether it's where to shop or whether it's here's a new prospect. They're exactly the type of person that you said that you help out. And I know that because I don't like seeing this cyber stalking because it pokes a joke at something that's not funny, but I don't have a better explanation for how on top of independent agents I am. And the first thing they ever told me at State Farm when I went to the academy was like, somebody's always watching.
Yeah.
That's the message I have as well. I'm always watching the different things that are going on and the different tone that is out there. So when I monetize this, I have full trust and full faith that whomever I'm working with, if the referral that we make is exactly who they're supposed to be working with, that they know what that is worth to them.
Right.
And that they reciprocate that. And it's not naive. It's the final piece of the vetting process, because the simple fact is nobody wants to do business with an agent, you know, that would deduct to take down coverage on somebody just to get that $5 off. They knew that person wanted to switch. It's the same thing. And it's the final vetting piece. It never comes up.
Right.
And the network is so closed and it's so small right now that I know these people. I know what football teams they root for. I know what stores I know what stores that they compare to the stores I have. Like, I just have that understanding. So yeah, I work on a tip basis. If I was a barber, I always like to use those. If you came in, I'd give you a haircut and say, well, what do you think? I said, it looks good. How much was that worth to you? And I'd let them tip me, because I wouldn't do it if I was a barber, I'll tell you that much. But in this environment, it's just that final piece, because if a shopper says, you just sent me to these people because you get a $10 referral fee, I say, well, not really. If it didn't work for you, there's nothing in it for me. So it adds the last piece of accountability that an intermediary usually lacks, which is actually having to provide value to the shopper and the agent. Exactly. One or the other is usually getting jammed up. And so, yeah, in my environment, I look at it and say, this is, you know, I like shopping for insurance. I like talking to agents. I like getting into the details. But you know what? I'm not afraid to push back and ask the question that, and you said it, it's the most important one. It's not how much does it cost. It's why does it cost that much? That's the question that I provide time for shoppers to actually ask and get the right answers. Not, I'm either worn out or I'm just too tired to keep going, whatever the issue is. This sounds good. Let's sign me up because I want to move on. That's the worst case scenario for somebody.
In the end, it's probably going to lead to the wrong insurance package in the end. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's the switching. And now they're into the cycle where that, you know, again, I'm counteracting things that are very difficult to counteract. But because I enjoy what I'm doing and I'm really scratching an itch here. I can't stress that enough. People are going to watch this and they're saying, you know, great. You know, there's a lot of critics to some of the things that I talk about, but you know, the angle that we're taking to this is the opportunity.
Right.
It's the fact that everybody else is just trying to say, I can't wait for the Amazon moment where this is all coming together. And then you go back to the typical things where you're like, favorite person on this topic, Patrick Keelhan, great, but what is in it for the customer? And I hate to repeat his and use his line, but I know he'd want me to. And I continue to say that. And so I've built the model in that fashion to say, look, every little piece of it should equal out. And right. I hope we're doing that.
Well, his is innovate from the customer backwards. So it's, you know, it's creating that level of trust. And if you work on the customer experience, everything comes up. Everything comes up roses. You know, when your customers know that you're in their corner, they're your best referral partner. They're your champions. They're the people that are going to refer you to everybody. And that's what we all want. So, Pat, thank you very much for being on the show. Hang out. I'm just going to check back with everybody in the green room, and I will be right back.
Thank you.
This is Ben Baker of the Your Living Brand Live show on K4HD Radio. We'll be right back.
The Your Living Brand show is brought to you by Your Brand Marketing. Did you know that the world views your brand not as you desire, but as it relates to them? That's why you need to communicate your brand. Tell a story. Win loyalty. Your Brand Marketing helps you reach that goal. It's time to stop being a commodity and instead be a brand worth loving. It's time to contact Your Brand Marketing. Please visit www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download a free chapter of the book on personal branding. That's www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download your free copy now.
Welcome back to K4HD Radio. This is Ben Baker, and this is the Your Living Brand Live show.
It was great listening to Pat talk. You know, he brings a real special and fresh thought to the insurance industry in the fact that he's not trying to sell you any particular product. He's trying to get you the right answer. It's all about providing content that's valuable. When people feel that they're being taken care of, when people feel that they're getting value, when people feel that it's not just about making a sale, when it's about relationship, when it's about listening to somebody, they're willing to engage. You know, that's what's important. What's important is the customer. And it's what's being forgotten. In our digital age today, the customer is being forgotten. In the world of AI, in the world of virtual reality, in all this technical world, you know, the customer is being forgotten. AI could be an incredible thing if they keep the customer in mind. If your artificial intelligence is designed that says, you know what, we've answered all the simple questions, let's get you to the right agent. And when that agent gets on the line, that screen goes up and all the information, everything that you talked about is already sitting there in front of the person. And then it's being put to a person who can actually help you. That's incredible. That is an incredible experience. That's customer experience. And that's how technology can be done. But in the end, it's thinking about that customer. How does that customer want to engage with you? How does that customer want to buy? How does that customer want to feel? How does that customer want to be taken care of? And for every business, it's different. And you need to take the time to think about who are your customers? How do they want to engage with you? What makes their life simpler? You know what? I have customers that deal with me only on LinkedIn. Some really, really want a phone call. Some it's email. Some it's Twitter, and some of it it's text, but it's understanding that, you know what, it's not a problem. It's not a bother. It's not sitting there going, oh my God, I got to check 6 different places to be able to make sure I take care of all my customers. That's how they like to engage. If that's the way they like to communicate, if that's the way that's most comfortable to them, why aren't we thinking about ways to make their lives easier? And that's what we need to do. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about what's going on here at Your Living Brand. We are starting a mastermind. We're starting a mastermind on January 31st, and you can get the information of it on the website on the yourlivingbrand.live show. This mastermind is all about entrepreneurship. It's all about people that have been in business for 5 years and are looking for the next generation. They're looking for saying what's next. They've already been beaten up. They've already gone through, you know, the first 5 years and they've survived. Now they're looking to sit there and say, how do I improve? How do I get to the next level? How do I take my business from here to there? And that's what we're going to explore. And I want to make this small. I want to make this unique. I want to make this concierge. We're only taking 8 people. It's going to be done over Zoom chat. It's going to be face-to-face, but anywhere in North America. And people can log in. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about specific problems that they have. It's going to be under a cone of silence. And it's going to allow people the ability to be able to understand that there's a group of people that they can talk to, that they can trust, and that are out for their best interest. Because as entrepreneurs, I know there's very few people you can talk to. There's very few people you can trust with that very specific information, you know, that you need to discuss it. You need to sit there and say, well, I've been thinking about this. What do you think? And there's very few people you can ask those questions to and get real answers. And that's what I want to do with this mastermind. It's going to be twice a month. It's going to be 2 hours per time. And then I'm going to do a one-on-one conversation with every single member every single month. Come and join us. I think that it's something that people are going to really enjoy, and they're going to see some real value in it. And my goal is to help people communicate more effectively, to be able to understand who their audience is, and to be able to show their value. And when you can show your value, you can get people to trust you. And when people trust you, you have influence. And that influence is what we all want. We want people to care about us. We want people to understand, here's how we can add value. So I need you to come and talk to us. Every week, this show is all about adding value. You know, log on. yourlivingbrand.live. Take a look at the sponsorship page. Take a look at the show and ask questions. Every week, I will answer your questions. I want to find out what you're thinking about. I want to find out what your needs are, what your wants are, what you're scared of, and how we can help you make things better. You know, with 22 years of experience in branding and marketing, communication and sales that goes over 30 years, I want to be there and see if I can answer those questions in ways that are going to be relevant to you and are going to help you be better. Because that's what this show is all about. It's how do we stop being commodities and how do we start being brands worth loving? So I want you to take the time, come back every single week. We're going to explore a new client and a new way of looking at things, and we're both going to expand our knowledge together. So thanks for being part of the show. And I will see you next week. Thanks a lot.
This has been the Your Living Brand Live show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. My name is Ben Baker, and my company is Your Brand Marketing. We help you to stop being a commodity and instead be a brand worth loving. If you want to communicate more effectively and build influence through trust, contact us at yourbrandmarketing.com. That's www.yourbrandmarketing.com. But every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, this is the Your Living Brand Live show. Tune in next week on K4HD Radio when we ask another guest, what's your story?